I attended my very first Teach Meet event at the University of the West of Scotland in Ayr on Thursday. I've got more to say in this later in a blog post and perhaps here, but really this is my attempt to make a response to the roundtable discussion that was led by Drew Burritt on GLOW, and in particular the experience of teachers using GLOW in the classroom. Drew started the discussion by asking, first of all, how many people were using GLOW, how many were using it regularly, how many had logged in occasionally, how many never used it at all, and then moved the discussion on to how people were using it rather than when they were using it. And as the event moved on to presentations again, I felt as if the discussion was cut a little short. And I really just wanted to try and articulate a response to that here. I think for me, I should state that I'm not a sceptic about GLOW, and I really, really want the platform to be one that works and one that's usable, but the more and more I've tried to use it, the more reservations that I have about it. And I'm going to try and show two of these here, or speak about two of these here in a little more detail. I think the first reservation that I have about GLOW is that for me, having been to a number of courses on GLOW and on GLOW Learn, I just feel as if when you use GLOW, there's always extra steps in the process that other tools that are freely available online don't seem to have. It just seems very, this isn't a new criticism, but it doesn't seem very user-friendly, and I find it rather confusing and rather time-consuming, whereas if I take something like Edmodo, which I've used regularly with classes over the past 2 to 3 years, it's so much more simple by comparison, uploading files, sharing work, sharing an assignment, everything's integrated a lot better, and I would love to see that in GLOW, and I think that for that reason I'm still a bit reluctant to use it more frequently. The second point that I have in relation to GLOW is that I think there's a little bit of folly by placing so much faith or so much of our time in one tool. And I think it's great that GLOW has perhaps had created a space where teachers who previously didn't use much in the way of ICT will now dabble a little with classes. And I remember speaking to a teacher recently who was saying exactly that she hadn't really used IT much at all until she started using GLOW. However, I think, you know, if you think about employers nowadays and businesses and organisations, they are so much in the public eye through their use of media, for instance, like Twitter and YouTube and so on. And I think that rather than closing these avenues off to children, as we often do in schools, we should be opening them up to the students and educating them in their use, rather than simply saying we must use GLOW and thinking that it is a cure-all. Because after all, the platform won't be used at all by children after they leave school or higher education. So that's a major misgiving that I have about it. I also think that by creating the walled garden, you know, we never really let kids experience something that's real. We have them working within their cosy wee confines, and I think again, if you're experimenting with tools which are, you know, publishing straight to the web, then I think that children have to be a lot more savvy about how they use them and what they put on them. And for that reason, I think as a classroom practitioner, I'll continue to use a variety of tools. I know that people do that within GLOW as well, but for me, I think there are still too many rough edges. So hopefully this has added to Drew's discussion. I will try and cross post it to the Teach Meet Air wiki space as well, and that's me.